Previously on Prison Break.
Did you see the guy in the viewing room?
No.
It was Dad.
I know that guy.
What is it?
It was fused into Michael Schofield's skin.
Where'd it come from?
As far as I can tell, a guard's uniform.
What's wrong?
The blueprints. The ones we need to get from the psych ward to the infirmary. They're gone.
Hey, that's looking good. You're making some real progress.
Plaster adds a lot of weight. I may have to add reinforcements.
Well, whatever it takes. As long as you get done in time for the anniversary.
It'll be done. Hold this.
You know, the Shah loved his ties so much that he built another temple just like it on the other side of the river. It was an absolute mirror image. Except it was darker. It was like a black Taj Mahal.
Never heard of it.
Well, that's because it was never completed. He was overthrown by his favorite son before he could finish it.
Sounds like a myth.
No, it's 100% true. I think.
Excuse me, Warden. Dr. Tancredi's here to see you.
Thank you. Adams, please escort Mr. Schofield back to his cell. Doctor, what can I do for you?
Actually, it's about Schofield, sir.
Come in. What about Schofield?
The burn on his back is fairly serious.
He seems to be recovering.
At first, I assumed he was being assaulted by another inmate, but I found this embedded in the skin on his back.
What's this?
It's fabric. Came from a guard's uniform.
What are you doing?
I'm trying to remember those blueprints. What we lost to the burn. Without them, we'll never be able to navigate those pipes beneath Psych Ward.
Any luck?
No. I spent a lot of time studying those blueprints. Tracing them night after night. Considering every possible route to the infirmary. It's like trying to take a test you studied for 10 years ago.
Fist when we rolling out.
One hiccup left, but I'm working on it.
Yeah? What is that?
Our roadmap's a little incomplete at the moment.
I don't get it. Why not just go down there again?
Because one, I don't have the guard's uniform anymore, which means I can't get across the yard or past the orderly. And two, even if I did, it's a mess down there. I need this.
You think you're gonna remember it?
Not with you hounding me.
Time to wrap it up. We might have to start exterminating.
We're not done in here.
Well, you look down to me.
Nah, CO. You still got the carpet to do, man.
No, Bellick is going to bring professionals in to do that. Wants the job done right.
When's that going to happen?
Tomorrow.
We got a real problem on our hands, don't we?
Rug monkey's gonna come in here, tear up that carpet, and that hole's gonna be smiling up at them.
We'll have to fill it in.
We just dug that bitch.
All we need is a piece of plywood and a couple inches of that fast-setting concrete on top of it. The carpet guys will never know there's anything beneath it. And the night we break out, we'll just smash through with a sledgehammer. Well, okay. Let's get on it. We've only got a couple hours to get this thing done.
Twin and red avocado.
Yo, what's up?
Look it. She's just a baby. Hit road. Have a seat. So, Schofield, what's the 911?
It's 411. And I don't know, man. I ain't up in this car.
You know, Avocado's looking for a new celly.
Boss, come on. Now, I'm trying to break bread with the man, but I can't get Jack unless I can get to the table. You know what I'm saying? Schofield got his own peeps up in PI. He don't need me.
How long does this stuff take you back?
1-2 hours.
Fire on the line.
Yeah, all the porno you can watch, boss.
Good. You know, you girls have done such a good job. I thought you could use an extra pair of hands on the crew.
Sup?
Man, look at my brush. It's all sticking together.
Somebody needs to go clean them out.
According to rank, that would be you.
What do I gotta do? There's a hose out by the shed in the yard. You can use that.
Clean those two.
I... Sorry, I busted up the party, yo.
Who is he?
For your purposes, all you need to know is that the man in that photo used to work for the company. He went rogue.
How's he involved in this situation?
Conspires his father.
Wait. You picked the son of a company man to be our patsy. Did the company know?
The company did know. That was the whole point.
How about you elaborate on that?
And that you stop with all the questions. You are a glorified bodyguard. That's it. Your job's to be seen, not to be heard. Is that understood?
How close are we?
Oh, we're good to go, baby.
Got another badge.
It's just happy hour.
Schofield, Pope wants to see you. The rest of you round up, you're done in here.
Hey, C.O. Patterson said we had till the end of the day to finish up.
And I say you're done. There's a couple hours of work I want done in the yard before sundown. Come on, let's go.
We're dead.
We're not. I'll get it done.
It's coming on tonight.
I said I'll get it done.
Schofield, Pope's waiting.
At Lake.
You gonna let me out?
Nah, Link just came to let you know they set a new date. DOC refiled all the paperwork.
Execution's a week from Friday at midnight.
Yeah. Let me on the yard of what?
Unless I hear it from the Pope himself, I can't
Come
do
on,
it.
Come on, 10 minutes. That's all I'm asking. 10 minutes.
I'm sorry.
Some guy just walks into the courtroom, drops off some medical records, Lincoln gets a stay of execution, then poof, he disappears into the cold. Who do you think he could be? Some anti-death penalty fanatic?
Oh, come on, in this case, I doubt it. But without a name or a paper trail, we got no way of getting to him.
So once again, we have nothing.
I wouldn't exactly call a two-week stay nothing, okay? It's more than we had yesterday.
Can I ask you a question? Do you really think that you're going to get to the bottom of this? That they'll let you get to the bottom of this? These guys don't exist. You go after them with the law, and they'll just use it against you.
But we're doing the best we can, okay?
Law's the only way we're going to bring them to justice, LJ.
They gun my mother down, man. You think I give a damn about justice? I want them. I want to do to them what they did to me.
Come on, LJ.
It's for the courts to decide, not us.
Look, they're going to slip up, okay? They're going to leave a piece of evidence that can't be refuted, and we're going to be waiting to nail them when they do.
Maybe they already slipped up. Up at the cabin at the well.
Quinn.
Somebody covered it up.
They must have come and gotten him.
There's only one way to find out. Ah.
Look, there's a cell phone.
Easy. Okay, a little more. Okay, I got it.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Pull me up.
Give us a minute, Gary. Michael, I want you to be absolutely honest with me. Dr. Tancredi found this embedded in your flesh when she was treating you. Apparently it came from a guard's uniform. Have you been assaulted by an officer? Michael, I need an answer. This is not about sticking to the inmate's code anymore. This is about officer misconduct. That's my responsibility. You wouldn't want to see me lose my job, now, would you?
No, of course not. You have been very good to me and my brother.
Then I need to know where you got that burn, right now. Otherwise, your ass is going to solitary. You understand? It's your choice.
Keep strong. Hear me?
sorry it took me so long to get back to you. It turns out that our division is not getting mobilized for a couple more days.
When I didn't hear from you, I didn't know what to think, baby. I got so worried. I started watching the news looking for casualties.
I'm so sorry about all this. You gotta believe that.
I started calling the rear detachment office, asking if there was some sort of problem with the 117th.
No. There's not a problem with the 117th. We're coming back. It's a snafu, that's all. You know, a couple more days and we'll be on those house, baby.
That's not what the rear detachment officer said.
He said the 117th wasn't coming home for another 6 months.
What? No, that can't be right.
That's what he said.
Oh, you know what it is? It's because we're transpo. You know, they technically want a loan now from the 140th. I mean, that's why he said that.
The 140th?
Yeah, yeah. It's just a few more days. That's all, honey. You don't need to go calling anyone. I'll be back, okay? I will call you as soon as I know the exact date. Okay? I love you.
I love you.
Michael's in the show. God, the hits just keep coming.
Last thing we want to do now is panic, fellas.
Oh, it's panic time, old head. We got an unfinished hole in that room over there. Schofield's supposed to fill tonight, come tomorrow 8 a.m. They rip up that carpet, our game is over.
Unless someone else fills it.
That's right, Poppy. You're the only one with the toilet open to the outside world.
You're saying I go out there by myself tonight?
That's exactly what we're saying.
Are you kidding? That's impossible.
Look, I don't want to hear impossible from you right now. I got people waiting on me. People that I'm going to lose unless you man up and get some cojones. Comprende?
That's easy for you to say, pendejo. It ain't your ass on the line.
All of our asses are on the line. And you're the only cat that can do something about it.
Yeah. Maybe I can get out of myself.
And maybe I can get into the guard shoot. But even if I do, and I feel that hole in, I'll still be in that room. I'll be sealed in. There's no way out. Schofield must have had a way.
He did. The grate at the sally port.
Oh, that's right. The one out there in the middle of the open?
Yeah, so you better lace up, amigo, because you're going to have to make a run for it.
That's 10 years on my bid if I get caught.
And you better figure out a way not to get caught.
Line it up.
Tonight, primo. It's got to be tonight.
Absolutely not.
I'm going to be the one doing that running. You got to do some lifting, too.
I mean, you know what you're asking of me?
You gotta do it for the team.
Sister?
The yellow blue, Mrs. Sean.
They aren't showing, baby. They're flying.
Proudly.
I take it you are a party girl.
LJ, come on, we're leaving.
Okay.
Get Quinn's phone powered up with a copy of goldmine information. No, that's not fit.
We just need to find the right adapter. What about Quinn? Are we just going to leave him here?
You mean the guy who shot me in the back? Yeah, we're just going to leave him here.
I know I sound like a broken record, but you work too hard. You need to get out, hang out with your friends more. What about men?
If this is your expose on my social life, it's about to be a real sad one. I had some bad luck when it comes to relationships.
You had bad luck or you had bad boys?
I think I've managed to have a little of both. Yeah, you know, you're right. I don't tend to go for the nice guys. I like the ones with the deep-seated emotional issues I can internalize and make my own.
Mm-hmm. Like Schofield?
Nope, not like Schofield.
Don't lie to me. Every time he comes in for his shot, you spend 20 minutes rolling up his sleeve.
All right, you know what I think is interesting? And I think he's attractive, but he's still an inmate. I can promise you one thing, and that's that you will never see anything happen between me and an inmate.
Thank you.
state of Illinois doesn't look too kindly upon prisoners who try to escape. Charges are filed. You get sent back to county for 3 months. Come back here with 10 more years added to your bid.
I wasn't trying to escape.
Sure you weren't. You're just out there howling at the moon.
If I were you, I'd better start talking. Mano.
I stayed out at the yard today. I waited under the bleachers until it got dark. Something was going to come up the walls.
Drugs is almost as bad as escape. Last guy had heroin slingshot over the wall. Got a nickel added to his bid.
It wasn't drugs.
And what the hell was it? Freak!
What do we have here? A pair of grunts? You risk going to the shoe for a pair of grunts? Hell, you risk adding extra time to your bid all for a pair of panties?
My girl just wanted me to know she was thinking about me, boss.
You got a real beefer on your hands, don't you?
I know, boss. It's the dumbest thing I've ever done. I'm just scared of being here. I'm gonna lose her.
He did it for love.
And you understand?
Yeah, sure, Zucker. I understand.
And let me catch you alone next time, okay? Sucre! Think?
Sucre!
Where's Michael?
Other side of you!
Michael, come on.
Babs! Babs!
Yeah.
Check out my brother. He's not responding.
What? Schofield, check him out.
He's not responding. Please.
Schofield. I need a medic in jail now. I repeat, now.
An electronics store on 8th Avenue. Grab his phone. We'll be back in 10 minutes. Stay on the couch.
You reached Don Krivecki. I can't come to the phone right now.
Really think you're going to get to 4 buttons before I get to 1?
Leave a message and I'll return your call. Thanks. Have a great day.
Light on 12.
Could you wait outside, please? Michael? Okay, you're gonna feel my fingers on your wrist. Come on, I need your eyes. okay. You're gonna be okay.
Right, man.
Hope you had enough time.
Yes. That'll be back to find out.
Yes, Jackson, your gate to Arthur.
Make it fast.
I thought we picked Lincoln Rose off the street because he was some lowlife who couldn't defend himself. Now I learned it's all about his father, some old spook
that the company's trying to settle a score with.
Well, fortunately for us, the company's agenda and our agenda have the same endgame.
Carolyn, I've been doing this for 15 years,
and it's never been about anything other than you, your family, and most importantly, this country.
Now I need to know who I'm working for here.
You are working for me.
Promise me that.
I promise you, Paul. I gotta go now. And to what do I owe this honor?
To the vote on the Senate floor this afternoon.
Look, I get it. The vote comes down to me. I vote no. It'll get done.
Well, actually, we are going to need you to vote yes on this one.
I want to make sure I heard you straight. You want me to vote on the environmentalist side?
This isn't about the vote. This is about you and how you look to voters. Now, we have a nation that is growing increasingly hungry for alternate energy. So if you come across as more centrist, you'll appeal to the broader swath of the electorate, the very people who will get you elected next year. Besides, once that bill hits the president's desk, he'll veto it. Then we'll get precisely what we always wanted anyway. Won't we?
You probably don't have a hair on your body, do you?
Just back your punk ass up.
Hey, tweener! Get over here. Looks like Avocado's taking a shine to you. I can set you up in cellars if you want.
Stop it, all right? I got something for you this time. Schofield and his boys, they're up to something.
How about being a little more specific?
Whatever it is, it's got to deal with that room they're fixing. Something to do with the carpet.
6 months since the start of my court promising, and I believe he's in danger of a psychotic break. I want you to notify me immediately if and when that happens.
All right.
Thank you.
Clean them up. Down. You're not a killer. You don't want to make any rash mistakes here, LJ.
Don't move!
Go easy.
Shut up!
LJ, there's other ways out of this, you know, okay? I can help you beat this rat, but if you pull that trigger, you really will be a killer, and then I can't help you, okay? I'm government, LJ. There's a lot of things I can do for you.
The only thing you can do for me is die!
Drop your weapon. I said drop your weapon!
You're going to have to take a rain check on that one, huh?
Drop the gun now!
No, I did what you said.
Brought me a pilot craft. There was nothing there.
What's going on, man? I just need some more time.
You had your time. You're a waste of my fries. Open on 88!
What's going on, man? Dude, just give me another try.
Close on 88! Have at it.
Boss.
Lucky. Kid's got a warrant for double homicide.
Oh, dude, are you serious?
Any prior contact with him? Any idea why he chose your house?
No, none. I mean, he was screaming something like you killed my mom and going on about me being a government agent and, I don't know, it seemed like that kid was on drugs or something.
What do you do for a living, Mr. Kovecki?
I'm a regional sales manager for a dehydrated meat distributor.
What, you mean like jerky?
Yes. You a fan?
What kind?
Buffalo. Have some. Really, I'm swimming in the stuff. One hour till lunch.
You're looking at it.
What, haywire?
Yep. It's my new cellmate.
They think I have schizoaffective disorder with bipolar tendencies. Your tattoos.
What about them?
What are they of?
They're just tattoos.
Man, he's got a maze on his skin.
Why would he do that? Why would he put a maze on his skin?
It's a pathway. Where does it lead?
Hello, Rumi. You were right about my tattoo. It is a path, just like you thought. And I need you to remember when you saw it, Haywire. I need you to remember what it looked like. Do you think you can do that for me?
Who are you?